Hello and welcome to Sound Collections, a new mini-series presented by KBBI Public Radio and the Pratt Museum. Each week, we will be airing snippets of interviews from community members around Ketchumak Bay, exploring the found items that we collect and what they can teach us about our past, present, and future. This week, we will be hearing from Sarah Brewer, who finds connection to our natural surroundings through the works and writings of Shakespeare.
My name is Sarah Brewer. I grew up in the Fairbanks area, just south of Fairbanks, in a little town called Salcha. I grew up attending the Fairbanks Shakespeare Theater plays in the summer, and later on worked with their children's camps and performing in their main stage productions, and have bounced around Alaska, have lived in Dutch Harbor for 6 to 7 years, out in the Aleutian Island chain, went to Sitka for about 5 years, and now have ended up in Homer. And I collect placed-based Shakespearean references, I guess. So I collect references of poetry based on the place where I find myself in.
We asked Sarah what it is about Shakespeare's writings that draws her to this unique practice.
Well, I think what is interesting for me about Shakespeare in particular, because there's plenty of poets that write about the place that they're from, you know, Mary Oliver is a wonderful contemporary example of that. But for Shakespeare in particular, what I find compels me so much towards it is that you have this canon of work that's over 400 years old. And so there's something very romantic in the idea that it connects us with these plants that are around in Alaska, even, to plants that were found and used in the, you know, 16th and 17th centuries in Europe. And there's something really compelling to me as well about the lifestyles that people lived back then out of necessity. People lived more mindfully and more present and aware of their natural surroundings. It was really important back then that you knew what plants you could eat and what plants were used medicinally. These were everyday things that were incorporated into your life. And so there was a level of presence and mindfulness back then that I feel people are starting to strive to incorporate more in their lives now, because we're finding that as we are more technologically connected, we are more disconnected toward the natural world around us. And so again, when I walk by a plant that I know has certain references in Shakespeare, there's just this little bit of connection to this, again, this body of work and this creative genius that was around back then that I think is very compelling. That and just the beauty of his command of the language, it just makes for a fun afternoon to spend studying these things as well.
As Sarah moves to new and different places, she has found Shakespeare often serves as a touchstone, inspiring her to get to know her natural surroundings.
When you are talking about, like, you know, a scene from Hamlet, like Ophelia's scene, and you're just, you know, there's Rosemary, that's for remembrance, and you have somebody that's learning it. Well, just, again, when I was younger, I heard that line. It's very, you know, it's a very famous line, but I didn't necessarily know what Rosemary smelled like or what it felt like. And so when you are able to tangibly feel what that is, I think it absolutely connects the texts of the plays in a completely different way that's going to be more meaningful to you.
While we may not all have Sarah's prolific knowledge of Shakespeare, everyone can take simple steps to learn more about their natural surroundings.
The more you just are outside and are walking outside and find those places of magic for you, and you start paying attention to what grows when, it all just starts with, again, that kind of being mindful and present and just paying attention to the world around you.
We'd like to thank Sarah Brewer for sharing her stories and knowledge with us. We'd also like to thank all of you, our listeners, for tuning into Sound Collections on KBBI Public Radio. Sound Collections is supported in part by a grant from the Alaska State Council on the Arts and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme song is Masking by Leo Ash. To see photos of some of the plants Sarah has collected and to listen to her recite some of her favorite Shakespearean plant references, visit our website at prattmuseum.org. Thank you.